Chapter 38, breach of contract claims. That's one of the most common avenues people pursue to recover attorney's fees from an opposing party. One of the most notable things, as we all know, about breach of contract claims is you can only recover attorney's fees against individuals and corporations. The Texas Supreme Court hasn't spoken on that issue, but there are numerous courts of appeals opinions that have said the statute says what it says, individuals and corporations only, meaning you can't recover fees against a partnership or an LLC. So the last two legislative sessions, bills have been introduced trying to expand the categories of entities from which a party can recover attorney's fees. But those both failed. Last session, the bill got all the way through the House, never went anywhere in the Senate. So we'll see what happens this session and if another bill gets filed. Sanctions have been another hot topic the last few years. There are numerous, again, statutes and rules that allow for the recovery of fees as sanctions for filing frivolous lawsuits and so forth. One of the most notable decisions, of course, is the NAF decision, and there have been two of them. The first one was back in 2014. What happened here in this case is Dr. Nath sued Texas Children's Hospital and another defendant. He had various claims. Several years into the process, the defendants amended their pleading to assert the statute of limitations. So there had been some delay or at a minimum in that issue being raised in a summary judgment motion. So the trial court awarded a huge attorney's fees award against Dr. Knapp individually as a sanction. And so the Texas Supreme Court ended up reversing and remanding because of that several year delay in the defendants moving for summary judgment on statute of limitations, fees had been incurred. And the defending party, as the court said, adopts some responsibility for the overall increase in litigation costs. So that case went back to the trial court. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court issued another opinion dealing with sanctions, and that's the Christus Health Gulf Coast opinion in 2016. And there, there was a sanction award in the trial court, but the party seeking the sanctions put on very little evidence to support the award. And the Supreme Court said, when a party seeks attorney's fees as sanctions, they have to put on some evidence of the fees incurred and that the fees resulted from or were caused by the sanctionable conduct. So then we move on to NAF 2. And like I said, I'm going to talk a little more about Wormoose Venture in a little bit, but I think we're all familiar with that case, and that is that when you're showing the reasonableness of your fees, you have to put on very specific evidence. You have to use the lodestar method for proving reasonableness of your attorney's fees. So NAF 2 came out after the Wormoose decision. And what had happened when the case had been remanded to the trial court, the defendants put on some new affidavits, but they were, again, they were, as the Supreme Court described it, conclusory. They essentially said, we didn't contribute to the increase in cost, but they didn't put forth the specific details about the reasonableness of the fees, such as the task performed and so forth. So the Supreme Court in NAF 2 confirmed that when you're seeking sanctions, just like with any other fee shifting provision, you have to prove the reasonableness and necessity of the attorney's fees. And that the fact that this was a sanctions case was completely immaterial because all fee shifting situations require reasonableness. So next, I'm going to talk just for a minute about the Texas Citizens Participation Act. I'm not going to go into, there are always cases coming out dealing with that act. I'm just going to focus for a minute on some changes in 2019 during the legislative session to the attorney's fees provision. So essentially what the legislature did as part of this bigger overhaul of the chapter was they eliminated the recovery for other expenses for a movement who succeeds on a motion to dismiss under the TCPA, so that the movement now can only recover attorney's fees and costs, but not other expenses. Another thing that happened with this bill is that, whereas in the past, sanctions against the non-movement, if the movement was successful, used to be mandatory. They're now discretionary. And also the legislature added a provision that with compulsory counterclaims, they're only, and if those get dismissed, they're only recoverable if a court finds the counterclaim is frivolous or intended for delay. And finally,